this came out of a voicemail that I got from a person. And the person who sent me the voicemail was not a Vibebug member and has never been to a Vibebug meeting. And the question was, is any place where they could obtain either, you know, low cost, cheap, or even free Windows computers? And my answer to them was, please come to a Vibebug meeting and ask that question, because they weren't a Vibebug member. So my thought is that we should be encouraging people to, you know, come to the meeting, even if they don't join Vibebug as a member, at least participate. So they have the option of listening to this as a recording when it goes up on the website. So here we go. I did find four venues that I've had personal experience with, and that when I'm going to give you my little insight about what has transpired when I've known people who have used these venues. So the first one is PCs for People. They're an organization out of the Midwest, and originally they were just in person. They have a couple of stores in the Midwest, and they actually now do it for the entire country. They will ship computers anywhere. They cater to people who fall into one of three different categories. The first one is any organization who's a 501c3 organization. They will provide computers for that. They will provide computers to individuals if they meet one of two criteria. The first one is that if the person is under twice the poverty level, so I think that's around $24,000, or if the person is on some sort of income-based federal program, like Medicaid, something like that, Medicare, and they do require documentation. So they could get desktops, laptops, and they even have an option for, like, internet service for people who don't have internet service. The one thing that I really like is that you could do entirely online, and their website is entirely accessible, which I found very impressive. You know, they did a really nice job of it. So the way it works is that you go to the website, and if you meet the criteria, you could pick the model of computer you want. So they may tell you, we have like a Dell Optelec 750, a Lenovo ThinkCenter A10, and you look at the base configuration. It may say like 4 gigabytes of RAM, 120 gigabyte hard drive, and you pick that for the base. It'll give you the base price of that, and I think the cheapest ones I've seen have been around $75-$80. And then once you pick the unit you want, it'll tell you how many you have in stock. And then what's cool is that you could customize it. The prices are really cheap. It's not bad at all. It's actually very good. So you go down the options, and they will do upgrades for you. So if you want like 8 gigs of memory, you could pick 8 gigs of memory. If you want to change a hard drive, you could change a hard drive. And I'm actually pretty impressed that they let you change a hard drive. And the reason for that is that a lot of times when people say we sell refurbished computers, they're just wiping and reformatting the hard drive. They're not actually giving you a new hard drive. And that's the biggest failure component on it. And one of the options that they give you is actually a solid state hard drive. If you want to spend a little more, you can actually buy solid state hard drives. So I thought that was pretty cool. So just for the fun of it, I tried configuring a desktop computer with 8 gigs of RAM. I think it was a 256 gig solid state drive, and then like a 19 inch monitor. And it came to something like $220, which is pretty dirt cheap. So the reason I mentioned this one first is that if you meet any of those three criteria, I've known people who've used them and they have had very successful with them. They do offer a 1 year warranty free of charge. And then if it's out of warranty, they also offer an extra cost repair service if something breaks out of warranty. And warranty covers a failure of the computer itself, like a hardware piece of failure. Not like you've got a virus or something like that.
iPads?
They do not do iPads.
Yeah. Does this come with an OS?
So when you buy a Windows computer, and this whole thing is about Windows computers, I didn't look up, you know, Linux or Mac computers. So the question really for the person asking me, how do you get a Windows computer? So when you buy a computer with Windows over the counter, say you're walking to Best Buy and buy a computer, the version of Windows on that computer is what's known as an OEM version of Windows, meaning it's licensed to A, the person who originally buys it, and B, the original hardware. If either one of those two things change, that license is not valid. And the reason that's the case is that the company who installs it, whether it be Dell, Lenovo, HP, is buying that license dirt cheap. It's less than $40 a copy. In theory, if you were to buy a computer over the counter, and then you, for some reason, want to sell that computer, that actually invalidates the license of Windows. I could tell you, there's a lot of computers out there being given away to people or sold on eBay and stuff like that, and people do not take the license of Windows off of it. It's actually a copyright violation to do that. Now, the other way of buying Windows is that if you buy a clean computer without the operating system, and then you buy a retail version of Windows, that stays with that computer as long as you do not change the physical hardware of the computer, primarily the CPU. That's called a retail version of Windows. Most people do not have that. Most people have never seen that. And then third version is a volume license where you might have in like, maybe like MIT here probably has a volume license, and that covers a certain number of seats. Most computers have what's called the OEM license of Windows. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer, meaning that if you buy a retail computer from like say a big company like Dell, HP, Lenovo, it's going to come with what's called the OEM version of Windows, meaning it's licensed to the computer and to the original owner. If either one of those two things change, the license is invalidated. One of the things that PCs for People does, and I'll tell you how I verified that they claim they do, and how I verified they actually do it, is that they actually provide new licenses of Windows. They're not breaking anybody's copyright. And I know every company who refurbishes computers say refreshed version of Windows. I'll tell you how I verified that actually they're doing that. If you go into the system properties of any Windows computer, it'll say OEM supported by Dell. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that. When you go into one of those, it says OEM supported by PCs for People, and it's actually a new version of Windows. So now, how they get the Windows licenses, I don't know if they buy them or if Microsoft is donating to them. I have no clue, but they are actually using legitimate new version licenses of Windows. So I thought that was very impressive, right? That is very professional, yeah. In the OEM license version of Windows, that license is good for the person who originally got the computer and for the life of the computer. So if either one of those two things change, then the license is invalidated.
Do they do Linux boxes as well?
I did not see it on the website. I mean,
I would. Yeah. If you asked them, would they configure a Linux box? Yes. Because then they wouldn't have any of this license red tape.
I mean, there's nothing that says that you couldn't get one of the computers and just put Linux on it.
Except you've paid the Windows tax.
I'm not entirely sure you pay. I think Microsoft may be donating those licenses. Yeah.
Somebody. It's much better to buy a machine with no OS on it.
So if anybody wants their information, just email me and I'll send you the website. And it's actually PCsForPeople.com, and they have a phone number. I'll send that to you as well. I could definitely say I've had good experiences with them. Other people have good experiences with them. So if you fall into one of the three categories that you qualify for, it's probably a pretty good deal.
Is it PC apostrophe S for People, or is it PCS?
When I went to the website, there was no apostrophe in the website. PCs for People. It was a .com, yeah.
Do they give you like Office or any software like that?
So there was one option that I saw, I think it was like $10 for Office 2010. So if you're really hard up for a license for Office. And I think the cheapest one I saw was like $75-$80. Okay, so next one was Computers for the Blind. They're out of Texas. They operate a little fairly similar. They supply computers to blind people. I've never actually had them request any verification someone is blind. I think they just take your word for it. The computers I've seen have not had new versions of Windows on it, so that gets me a little creeped out to begin with. Their computers, I think, range, let me get the prices on them. $130 starting for desktops and $185 for laptops. That's gone up significantly. I remember a couple of years ago, they were selling computers for like $75 a piece. Now, I can tell you, I am not going to personally recommend them. Not only is the price higher than some other venues, but the experiences I've had, one person I know who's done it, they've gotten a laptop, they took the computer out of the box, put it on the table like this, and the computer automatically scooted across the table. Supposedly, you know, they refurbish these computers, I turned the computer over, there was no rubber feet on the computer. So that is very important because they need to get ventilation under the computer. So another person I had bought the computer from them and it ran for about 30 minutes and never ran again. One other person had a computer where the battery didn't hold a charge. The other person had a computer apparently didn't have an operating system installed. So yeah, they say they're all remanufactured, refurbished. One thing they do say is that all of their labor is volunteer labor, so you never know who they are. Because I don't want to just give bad experiences. If people have had good experiences, I want to hear that too as well. So they also offer upgrades for things like hard drive and RAM. I found that their upgrade prices were higher than PCs for People. Now, the one interesting thing that they did do is that they will give you a one-year license to JAWS or Zoom Text if you want. That's probably their like selling point. But after the year, then you're on your own, yeah.
If you do want Wi-Fi, it's an extra $20.
For the Wi-Fi card, yeah. For the Wi-Fi card, yeah. Which is actually higher than the Wi-Fi upgrade for PCs for People. I did notice that, Angie, yeah. Now, I tell you, there's a disclaimer on their website for computers for the blind. I'll shorten it up here. It says, computers may have physical damage, but may not affect the operation of the computer. I'm not entirely sure I agree with that, but it says they don't test the life of batteries. I can tell you they don't, because the ones I've seen, the batteries have been useless. Yeah.
Computers for the blind, they say that they have protection on their computer when they send it to people. Does PCs for People have that?
They have the Microsoft Defender on it. I mean, I assume you're talking virus protection, is that what you're talking?
Yeah.
It comes with the Microsoft Defender on it, which is all I really recommend these days. Yeah. So the third one I found is called the Share Foundation. It's SHARE, and it was founded by two professors at UMass Dartmouth back in 1981. And they were both professors of human engineering, and the first thing they created was a speech board to help a young lady who had cerebral palsy speak, and they were very successful in that, and they've done all sorts of development of different things over the years, and they actually sponsored a rehabilitative program. And one of the things that they've done is also that they've given out computers that people have donated to them, and their computer's actually free. I think the caveat is that you have to go down there and pick it up. You have to arrange for transportation down to Dartmouth. I've known people who've gone there in the past. They've all worked. Everyone has worked. But they've been very old. I mean, they're like P4 computers and stuff. I've seen stuff like that. I mean, it's a last-ditch type of thing. But it is a very...
possibly Linux to the rescue on them.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of them could make good Linux boxes. Yeah. I would tend to think, yeah.
I've had some clients, so you do have to go and pick them up and make arrangements with them. And you pick them up somewhere on the US Dartmouth campus. But like you said, they are very old, but the people that I know that got them did get like a monitor and the actual computer.
There's no charge at all for the computer, so...
Well, they get donated and they turn it around.
They turn it around, so. Yeah. PCs for people, definitely, the ones I've seen have been refurbished. I can't say at all that the computers are being refurbished. They look like they just throw old computers in a box and hope for the best.
The Share program, yeah. David, they just recycle them.
The fourth one, and this is probably the one you'd use if you don't meet any of the criteria for, like, some of the PCs of people, or you don't want to... old Share computer, you have a little bit of financial resources, is on Amazon. They have what's known as Amazon Refreshed. Anybody ever buy? Not fresh, refreshed. Anybody ever buy a piece of equipment from Amazon Refreshed? So it's their like generic term for remanufactured equipment that they are certifying and putting the Amazon warranty on. The way you go to is you go to the regular Amazon website, and you type in Refreshed and whatever you want. And it could be a computer, it could be a tablet, could even be a cell phone. I mean, for this purpose of this conversation, we'll talk about computers. So the way you do it is that you'd say, search for Amazon Refreshed, say we want a desktop, and you could even specify like what features you want, like a solid state hard drive or whatever that, and it gives you all sorts of choices. The key point is that these are remanufactured by a variety of companies out there, but you don't have to deal directly with the company. You deal just with Amazon, and if you don't like it, you can return it in the same way you would return any Amazon product. You could either send it back or you could take it to an Amazon store within 90 days. And the warranty is just entirely through Amazon. So it's you don't have to deal with third parties. And again, there's a certain level of quality control that each of the companies have to aspire to in order to be considered Amazon refurbished. Like, for instance, when you buy the computer, instead of just coming in any type of junky box, it has to come in a very specific box with a very specific form of padding inside in it. So everything's up to Amazon standards, and you could deal with Amazon. Again, the prices are fairly good, and you could spend anywhere between $100 up to like $1,200, depending on how high-end you want to go. The prices all depend on how high-end you want to go. You could get it anywhere from low end to high end, but it's all, they stand by them. I've actually used them myself. The computers that I run the ham radio off of all Amazon Refreshed, and they do stand behind this stuff, so that's another option. I've seen a lot of HPs, I've seen a lot of Dells. They'll tell you this is like a 2018 model, and it looks like it's new. I mean, it may even be like new old stock. On the one for PCs for people, you could do it all online. You get to the bottom of the application, and you could actually just upload a JPEG or a PDF of whatever I mean, if you're absolutely totally destitute and you can't afford anything, seeing if you get someone driving down to Dartmouth is probably the first solution. If you have a little bit of cash burning hole in your pocket and you have you meet the income verification, PCs for people is a good choice. And again, if you don't meet any of that stuff, then there's the Amazon option. Yeah.
I think that's it, Frank.
Thank you so much, everyone, for this month's meeting.
Good.